Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right, welcome to episode 156. So this episode is going to be a bit extra, you know, extra, like when you're being too loud or goofy or obnoxious or something, and your friends are like, "All right, man, chill." Like, you're being a bit extra right now, that kind of extra. And I'm going to talk about why I think being extra is the best thing you can do for your growth in your life. Why I think we could all stand to be a bit more extra in our lives. Why I think we can all stand to stop watering ourselves down so much. Why I think we could all stand to be a bit louder, a bit more weird, more enthusiastic about whatever it is in life that we're pursuing or interested in. Extra. So I'm excited to talk about this, and I've got some funny stories, I guess, about being extra to share to illustrate what I'm talking about. So I think you're going to get a lot out of this episode, and hopefully then you'll listen and embrace being extra in your own life. So I'm excited to talk about this, but before I get into it, two quick things for you. The first being the meditation mixtapes. That's the fun project I've been doing where I mix together house music, dance music with guided meditations. And if you like this podcast, the one you're listening to right now, if you dig my approach to mindfulness, self-development, that kind of thing, and you're the kind of person who likes music, which I would assume is just about everyone, then you should check out the meditation mixtapes. Basically, I play groovy house tunes, dance music, and then I hop in and out with my own thoughts on a variety of mindfulness, self-development, growth mindsets kind of things. And I think you'll find it very energizing. That's the idea. But also, I think it'll make you kind of feel at peace with yourself. That's the objective of it. And in my opinion, that's the perfect mix, right? Something that makes you smile and excited and dance, but also just like a calming sense about you. So I love putting them together. Honestly, I'm like a total goober when I'm doing it. Definitely extra in that sense in my apartment, dancing around, making the tunes while giving my usual dude bro guy advice on all things life and mindfulness. So you can check those out exclusively on Mixcloud. Just search the meditation mixtapes, or the link directly to it is in my bio on Instagram at case.kenny. So you should check it out. I think you'll dig it. I've done 3 episodes so far, and I'm releasing episodes every now and then, but those are up. Let me know what you think. And last reminder, don't forget that you can text me now. I've been working on getting back to everyone, so keep texting me. Double text me if you want, triple text me if you want, so it gets up in my queue, and I'll get back to you. I've been releasing some new projects via text as well, so if you're into that kind of thing, if you're digging what I'm doing, shoot me a text, and then I'll be responding to everyone. But my number is 312-584-4002. So look forward to chatting with you. Check those out. I appreciate you, but I'm going to hop into it here. Let's get a bit extra, and I think being extra is a good thing. I think it's a great thing, rather. I think we should forget that it can be seen as a not so flattering word or adjective. That, you know, some people tend to think that being extra is someone who wants attention, who is loud, who's obnoxious, who's like a show off, or that kind of thing. And I don't think that's true, at least not the extra that I'm talking about here. If someone says to me, "Hey, Case, like, you're being extra," I'm like, that's great. That's great, because if I'm being extra, it means I'm not watering myself down. I'm not trying to play it cool. I'm not trying to act all nonchalant, or like I'm not trying. You know, I'm not trying to be indifferent. And that means I'm winning. That means I'm being real and I'm being true. And I've said it before in other episodes. I think I've said it in my writing or some quotes that I do. But like, since when did it become cool to be indifferent? Like, since when did it become cool to be so eager to just fit in, to blend in, to be a wallflower, a fly on the wall, to be the same old ho-hum, ho-hum? Like, since when did it become cool to put such a massive filter on how you really feel and who you really are? I don't know the answer to that, but personally, I say, forget it. Forget that. I choose to be extra, and I think we can all stand to be a bit more extra in our lives. And when I say extra, I simply mean putting zero filter on what you say and how you act. I mean giving 200% effort on things that might seem mundane or uninteresting. I mean being loud, possibly, making that silly joke, absolutely, being bold, smiling, doing over-the-top things that are personal and have meaning to you. You know, I'm talking about wearing those bright yellow neon shoes you like so much. I'm talking about lighting up a room that's boring with some classic dance moves. I'm talking about, you know, being the life of the party without really trying. I'm talking about being the one who says, I've got a story to tell. I'm talking about, you know, being the first person to embarrass themselves. I don't know. You know, I'm talking about being the person who gets other people talking. I'm talking about just being passionate about whatever it is you're doing, whether that's work, whether that's just getting coffee, whether out with friends, whether standing in line at Chipotle, whatever. I think being extra, frankly, is simply about being a bit ridiculous. It's about being enthusiastic. Enthusiastic, not because you're craving attention or you're insecure about something. It's like the opposite. I think you should be extra because life is too freaking short to dull your shine, as people say, or as I think, or to pretend that you don't care, because you do care. If you're honest with yourself, you do. You have things to say. You have stories to tell. You have things that you get excited about, more excited about than the average person. Little things, meaningless things to other people. You have a favorite outfit, a favorite pair of shoes, a favorite song, a favorite food, a favorite thing to do, a hobby, anything, something silly. So I say you should own it. You should be extra with that thing, whatever it is. And I think this is such a powerful mindset because it's like the most pure form of being unapologetic in your life. I've done episodes on that before, right? The sorry, not sorry, just living unapologetic. And this is the way to do it, by being extra. And I think you could start small with this idea. And I'll give a couple examples here, and they're silly examples, but frankly, again, that's what being extra is all about. It's being silly. It's being ridiculous, over the top, just true to yourself and expressing that truth in your life, however you see fit. And why? Why do you do it? Because you're passionate about life, plain and simple. And trying to act indifferent or trying to be cool and nonchalant is literally dulling that passion for no reason other than some people think it's cool to be cool. But my friends, my personal opinion here, I think that, you know, trying to be cool is not cool, if you know what I mean. Weird is cool. Silly is cool. Passionate is cool. And I really, really believe that. And that's what being extra is truly about. So here's a couple silly extra examples to illustrate what I mean when I say this. First one. I had this coworker at the company I work for, and she's a pretty simple woman. You know, she's got a family, a nice home in a suburb. She's great at her job. She's amazing. So there's nothing, you know, crazy or over the top about her at a glance, but there's one thing she's like over the top passionate about in her life, and that's fast food. She loves it. She's obsessed with it. And the background screensaver on her computer, on her laptop, is a Taco Bell Crunchwrap Supreme. And I think that's so extra. Like, anytime we used to go to meetings together and like we were setting up to project a sales presentation, it would always project up on the screen, boom, just a giant Crunchwrap Supreme. And like, that's extra, you know, because F it. She's passionate about fast food. There's no point in hiding that. Own it. And she's extra with it. And she loves it. Like, who cares that people are like, what is going on? Why is there a giant Crunchwrap Supreme on your desktop? And it's extra. That's all it is. That's her truth. And I think it's so funny. And we all have truths. And being extra is the purest way just to live those truths. me, for example, it is my show, so I guess I'll talk about myself in examples. You know, I can be a bit extra once I'm comfortable with people. You know, once I get to know people generally and comfortable, like I really let the old case out of the bag, and I could be a bit extra. For example, last night I was at a friend's birthday dinner here in Chicago, and it was a great dinner. There was like nine of us, and I was at the table, and on my right side was my friend Kendall, and on my left side was my friend Matt. And those two were talking to each other, like kind of like over me, about some restaurant or something. And I wasn't really interested in the convo, so I was kind of just, you know, nodding my head, just being a respectful, active listener, you know. But at some point, Kendall was like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. I'm really particular about what I eat. And I don't know, but just like super extra case came out to play, and I had this story to tell, and I wanted to tell it, and apparently I just like blurted it out. I was like, this one time I ate rabbit. Like it was delivered just like that. I just literally blurted it out. I was like, this one time I ate rabbit. Like I ate rabbit at a restaurant here in Chicago. And like everyone stopped and it was quiet, and then everyone just started laughing at me. Apparently, I guess that wasn't really related to what they were talking about, and they were like, cool story, bro. And it was just like a funny moment, and I couldn't help but laugh at myself either. But like, that was kind of a bit extra. Like, I had something to say and I just shared it. No filter, a bit over the top, a little bit ridiculous, I suppose, just a little extra. I had no consideration whether that story would come off as cool or not or whatever. Like, I didn't really care. I was just living my truth in that moment, and it turned out to be a bit extra, but I think that's a good thing, because I've gotten to a point in my life where, you know, if it's my truth, I live it, I say it, I act on it, whatever. So that was just like a silly example. And here's another story about me, silly one indeed. And I hesitated to tell this one at first, because frankly, it's a little bit embarrassing. But I told a friend the other day what happened, and she died laughing, and literally said that I was so extra that I guess that validated why I needed to tell the story. So I'll just do it for the pod, you know. But the other day, long story short, I went to the dermatologist here in Chicago. I haven't been to the dermatologist in years, so bad me, I know. But I had like this little bump on my arm or something. So I wanted to get it checked out. And don't worry, it turned out to be nothing. But I went to the dermatologist's office, and I, you know, the nurse brought me back into the room, or whoever it is. And she does a quick like questionnaire. And then she's like, okay, you know, I think we've got everything we need. I'm going to go get the doctor, and I'll be back in a minute. Why don't you go ahead and strip down? And here's where I think there was a bit of a miscommunication. I guess I missed this part, but allegedly she said that, and then she said that there's a gown in the corner that I could put on. But apparently I missed that last part clearly, because followed her instructions, the first part, stripped down, but I didn't put the gown on. And I should have known I messed up if I had really thought about it, because it was just a little bump on my arm. Like, why did I need to get naked? But anywho, turned into a funny moment, because then a minute later, there I am, you know, just, I don't know how to, flipping and flopping, I suppose. And in walks the whole gang, the doctor, the nurse, followed by another nurse. And there I am, just being case, following instructions, just kind of sitting there, nothing between us but the awkwardness that ensued. And you know, I think that's extra, because like in that moment, I didn't care. I have nothing to hide. I have nothing to filter. And this is the stretch, obviously. That's a somewhat related, somewhat not related, silly example to illustrate. But being extra is is a mindset that says you're not afraid to be enthusiastic about yourself. You're not afraid to bear it all. maybe literally, maybe metaphorically. I don't know. You know, being extra means you're not ashamed of yourself, of your quirks, of who you are, of your body, for example, of your jokes, of like everything. It's all your truth. And being extra simply means living that truth. You know, you're not afraid to love what you love. You're not afraid to get super excited and jump up and down when you find that perfect avocado. You're not afraid to get ridiculously excited about that show you watch every Thursday night. You're not afraid to scream from the mountains how much you love fast food, whatever. Extra. being extra means you're comfortable in what you love and what interests you and how you react to life around you. Being extra simply means you're just being you. And again, I think that's the most powerful thing you can do in life. That's the most powerful way you can live. And I think the world needs more people who are willing to be extra. It doesn't need more people who think being overly sensitive, enthusiastic, creative, weird, colorful, bright, loud is uncool. It doesn't need more people who roll their eyes at other people who have found their passion, who are comfortable with their quirks and their personalities. Like, it doesn't. I don't think the world needs more of those too cool for school kind of people. I think people judge extra people because when they see someone else letting their fire shine through, when they see other people being real and genuine and excitable, that reminds them of their own flaws, their own insecurities, their own hesitations to live freely. That's like some real talk there. I think it's true. Like, extra people are often judged because people see them and are frankly jealous that they themselves haven't grown to a point where they're able to live that, you know, unencumbered by their insecurities. They may be a bit bitter or jealous, and they resort to making fun of people, being like, ah, you're so extra. You know, and that's how I see it. And I think if you're willing to put up with the occasional eye roll or snicker, then being extra, I think, is the most powerful way to be. Being extra is freeing. Being ridiculous, being a bit unfiltered is freeing, like incredibly freeing. Like, you, and the great thing about this is you get to make this decision for yourself. Like, you could ask yourself, which way would you rather live, or which would you rather choose? You know, safe, fly on the wall, no risk taking, keeping your thoughts and your passions in your head and your heart, just nice, comfortable, protected, or letting it all out, letting it all hang out, being ridiculous sometimes, pushing yourself, living spontaneously and true to who you are and what you love. You tell me. Those are the two options. I think that's an easy answer, because being extra is what grows you. That's how you evolve, by taking risks with what you say, how you act, what you're passionate about. Just being extra. And that's just my perspective here, but I think it's decent advice. And just for you to consider, to see what is it like if you were to live a bit more extra, a bit more over the top, a bit more exaggerated in your truth. I think that'll push you to realize that you're filtering yourself more than you should be. And the thing about being extra is, because you might be like, Case, man, that's just not me, dude. Like, I'm not loud or boisterous. I'm not the life of the party. I'm not particularly funny. I'm none of those things. And to that, I'll be like, I feel you. I get that. But that's not what being extra is all about. It's not about making loud noises and shouting and being silly for the heck of it. It's just about giving into whatever you're feeling and living it, simply. It's simple. It could be loving bubble baths and telling everyone about it, extra. It could be taking a dozen pictures of your sweet green salad with the flash on, really obnoxiously. It could be banging out a dozen mirror selfies. It could be you telling that funny story, or at least that story that you think is funny, for the 12th time. It could be you sharing those memes on Facebook that only you think are funny. Like, whatever. It's you sharing your truth. Extra. That's all it is. Like, for me, for example, my friends know this about me recently. I'm being really annoying, but I think it's absolutely hilarious now. Instead of saying goodbye like a normal person, I say ta-ta. And like, that's so stupid, right? I'm like, all right, ta-ta. Like, but that's just me being a bit extra. I'm not doing that because I want attention or I'm anything like that. Like, that's just what's in my head and my heart, I suppose. And I'm just going to live it. I'm just going to live it. Why not? And that's, in my definition, that's being extra. Being extra isn't some weird lifestyle where you all of a sudden have to wear all kinds of weird robes and lotions, or where you make people uncomfortable, or like you annoy people, or you're in people's faces. No, it's just a personal truth. It's just you living your truth. Being extra is you simply living your truth and maybe sometimes overdoing it. That's it. You're simply expressing who you are and expressing it freely. And I named this episode, When in Doubt, Be Extra. And I mean that. I think the best way to deal with doubt in your life, uncertainty in your life, insecurity in your life with whatever you're doing, could be broader than this. It could be your career, your relationships. The best way to deal with that is to look inside yourself and then just be extra to say, hey, you know, I like this thing. I'm passionate about this. This is my goofy side. This is who I really am. And appearing calm, cool, collected, nonchalant, that's not a priority of mine. I want to be myself and I'm going to stand by that truth. That, I think, is being extra. And I think being that way, being true to yourself, even sometimes somewhat exaggerated in that truth, I think you do that, you'll find yourself so much happier and more fulfilled in your life. So under right there, I'd love if you'd share this episode, share it with your extra friend, tell them you love them and appreciate them. Let me know what you think on Instagram at case.kenny. Text me. Of course, you can text me now, 312-584-4002. And don't forget to check out my house music and guided meditations, the meditation mixtapes. I love you all. Thank you seriously for all the support. You make doing this so much fun, so rewarding for me. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And until next episode, I'm out.